The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Hardy.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Man, I knew you'd come.
Welcome to the Rack Extra NXT edition right here on wildtalkradio.com. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay. We're back with another episode because there's so many things this week. So many things. And well, like we told you before, we're trying to split stuff off the main show so everybody doesn't fall asleep during the main show, because it would be as long as WrestleMania if we tried to put everything on the main show. So here we are.
Yay.
With NXT, but we're not alone.
We are not alone. First, make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Rock Credit Show. Second, here's our first guest.
The NXT analyst, TJ Omega.
I'm a man with a plan.
How is that plan working for you this year?
No matter what some of us think of our intros, remember, I will never be allowed to forget the plan.
No.
No, no, you really won't.
I had a plan work once. That's all I needed.
Yeah, we gotta stop him, though. We gotta stop this thing from happening. We can only hope for a downfall, and hopefully it starts with NXT TakeOver. We hope.
Stupid Asuka.
You had the... We'll get into that another time. Roman Reigns. And you had the golden goose.
You had the golden ticket, dude.
It's not my fault they're not using the golden ticket.
They are, but you had the golden ticket, but no one else.
Look, they had a lot of people who were popular. I picked the popular, and then they squashed all the popular. What am I supposed to do?
At least one of yours didn't get thrown into a lake of reincarnation.
That's a point there.
It's a valid point.
Valid point.
He still hasn't been seen.
Yeah, Rock, you say nothing. Your guy threw him in there.
No, I don't have him.
He had the Hardys.
No, I did the previous season.
Tim has him.
No, Mike has him.
Oh. Damn it, Mike.
But we're not alone. We have one more person joining us.
We let him out of the basement.
Hey.
The assistant and NXT analyst. No days off. From thinking about all red everything. The intern Kane Kittens.
I want to go back to work now.
You are at work.
I want to go back to not being here and back at work now.
It'll be fine.
So are we ready for our 3-hour NXT preview to match the show?
Sure.
Because this has a chance to be one of the longer NXT takeovers just by the quality of matches on this show.
This has a chance to be one of the better NXT takeovers just based on the matches.
But we say that every time.
I know.
Yeah, but it's... It's NXT, yeah, this, so it's usually right.
This is a stacked freaking card.
It is. From top to bottom, it is stacked, and there's five matches, and it's like, holy crap.
They built this right, man, and they're going for it.
They really, really are going for it. There's, what, four championships now?
Yep. Yes.
It's Mania Week.
You know what that means.
Ding.
So where do you want to start, Lindsay?
All right, well, you know, we're going to start at the top of the list, because there's really just no place to start in the middle of this. So, it's the grudge match to end all grudge matches. They've been doing a fantastic job with this. It is Johnny Gargano versus the Blackheart Tommaso Ciampa in an unsanctioned match. Can we just talk about how they've been building this? Like, have you guys seen the stuff on Twitter that they've been doing, where Tommaso put out a video that Johnny was at his house at 3 a.m. wanting to see him?
Did not see that video. I've just seen the standard Twitter rips to Johnny making fun of him for Toys R Us and other things. Just Tommaso being Tommaso and just being the utter dick.
So he's been fantastic.
He's no longer following anyone on Twitter, yet he's following people on Twitter. It's tremendous. He doesn't follow them. He just sort of stalks them a little bit.
It's fitting.
It is very fitting.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What Blackhearts do.
That's what trolls do.
At least he's not. At least he's not a nugget. Damn it.
Yeah, he's also not a soul survivor.
Woo!
Well, that remains to be seen, depending on who wins this match.
Very true.
We should add that there is a stipulation on this match, which is that if Tommaso wins, Johnny is gone from NXT forever. But if Johnny wins, he's back in the fold.
It's taken us, what, 10 months to get to this point, I think?
And it's been worth every bit of it.
It's been worth every bit of it. And they've done a fantastic job sort of just slow building it and slow building it. And it's like, we all kind of knew when we talked about the Royal Rumble weekend that something was coming. We had a feeling Ciampa would be there. And he was. And it was a great way to bring him back. But the heat he has generated since then, I don't think we could have even fathomed what it was going to be. And what's turned out to be.
It's amazing. They're doing this perfectly. And I it almost feels like they're letting them do it themselves. And they're just like holding the camera up. But you know that's not the case. But I would imagine that Tommaso and Johnny are coming up with a lot of the ideas for this, including like the Twitter videos, because there's been the one with Johnny showing up at Tommaso's house, supposedly, and banging on his door at 3 a.m. There's the one of Johnny waiting in the parking lot for Tommaso, and he dangerously jumps in front of Tommaso's car to try and drag him out of the car.
Like you do.
Like you do. There's been Twitter barbs, there's been exchanges. Like, this is perfect. The only thing we haven't had is Candace beating Tommaso's ass.
Which,
oh, that's coming soon.
Yeah, coming to a WWE network near you.
I mean, honestly, I would pay really good money to see Candice LeRae beat up Tommaso Ciampa.
I think a lot of people would, but I don't think that would be the case. I mean, she may get a lick in or two at a TakeOver, but yeah.
The way they built it is Ciampa is just such a bastard right now. Anyone wants to see anyone take a piece of him.
But Candice especially, because she's got the vested interest, and she does it for Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, she gets revenge for Johnny, especially for what Tommaso did in terms of making sure Johnny got fired from NXT. They should have had like Candace come out and look at Tommaso and be like, I'm gonna murder you in your face for what you did.
But on this journey, we've seen her, you know, extract some revenge. It was just on Zelina Vega.
That was well worth it too.
It was very well worth it.
I need those two to go solo at some point. But
and hopefully they tape that maybe, you know, that weekend, maybe for a future episode of NXT. I would be okay with that. I'd be totally fine with that.
I think they usually do. Aren't they taping NXT TV at Access?
I don't think it's Access, but they will tape something before the TakeOver. They only did TakeOver that one year. I don't think they can do it every year.
Oh, that's fair.
But yeah.
So, all right. Who do we have? Omega?
This is interesting because the stipulation we've got going on here, if Gargano wins, he gets rehired. Ciampa wins, Gargano is completely banned from NXT.
It's who's the longer-term play for that brand?
I mean, for that brand, yeah, but we've also speculated them taking this feud to the main roster. And, you know, we're coming up to not only a roster shakeup, but also post-WrestleMania, which is always when people start coming up.
Johnny's their top act, but now that a certain bearded Jesus has returned, I don't know if you can bring Johnny up right now.
I would feel like it would be worthwhile to bring Johnny up, or to keep Johnny where he is, simply because now if you bring him back, you can do Andrade and Zelina versus Johnny and Candace, and settle all that out, because that's like kind of a hanging string, so to speak, with that group. And you could do those four together leading into Takeover versus SummerSlam, whatever that's going to be.
There's one in between Takeover Chicago 2.
Okay, you can go up to Takeover Chicago 2, and then if you want to send him up, you can send him up then, or you can hold him to the next one. I mean, I get that they're interested in bringing Johnny Gargano up, but it just feels like there isn't a place for him right now in terms of him coming up. So it's like, what does he do when he gets there?
You don't want him to be the next Ty Dillinger.
Poor Ty.
God bless him.
He was so hot last year, and then he's fizzled.
It tells you the feeling when you mention the name, and we all have a visceral reaction of just shuddering.
Just some point where Triple H just takes him in the back and just puts his arm over his shoulder, and his kid, get ready, you're going to be the next Zack Ryder.
Woo, woo, woo.
I feel like Hunter can only protect so many people, and he's already used up his quota, and he kind of looked at Ty, and he's like, yeah, man, sorry. But Ty was one of those people that it's like they had to get him out of NXT.
See, I just buried Stan.
And he loves Stan.
We all love Stan.
So who are you picking, Omega?
Let's go Gargano.
Brent?
You've got Sammy Kevin part two, essentially, with these guys. There's still more that you can do with it. I understand going to the main roster and extending it there like they had the first couple. But it just feels like there's still just a little bit more for Johnny to do down. And yeah, if he gets brought up now, he's either going to be Ty Dillinger or he's just going to go to 205 Live.
Which, both. 205 Live does need a star.
It does, but I have a feeling that right now, if Johnny went on there, he would just kind of get lost. He would just be a guy there. As much as they need the guy, I have a feeling when he first came up with the group that they've got right now, he would just be a guy. Yep. They need to, and I mean, with the next crop that's coming up, I think there's already enough of that group coming up that you can save him and have him be one of the big people of the next push, essentially. So I'm going to have to go with Johnny Wrestling. Tommaso's going to take an L in this somehow.
Rock?
Ciampa.
Okay, why?
Everything that's just been said about Johnny going up probably should happen and probably will eventually happen. So, and that's my whole thing. I believe, you know, it's not time for Johnny to do it, to go up, but they got something in this Ciampa run. They got some good heat with it. And it's like, I can look further down this card and go, there's a top face. There's a top heel. Go at it. That's why I'm going Ciampa. What about you, Lindsay?
I'm kind of on the ship that Johnny still has unfinished business in NXT. He needs to finish up. And it doesn't make sense for them to have signed Candace and bring Candace in and send Johnny away. Like, I know they're not exclusive that they go together, but it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me that they're like, oh, hey, yeah, we're going to sign you in NXT and he's only going to be here for a few weeks and then we're sending him up on the road. Like, clearly they brought her in with a plan.
Or is the plan to bring them both up together?
It could be, but you have to get her out of there somehow.
The superstar shakeup.
Maybe not.
Or she backstabs Gargano and she's actually with Ciampa in story.
Dude, no. That would break the internet.
No! Don't even put that out there.
That would break the... It would be fantastic, but it would break the internet if that happened.
God, could you picture the look on Johnny's face when his best friend and his wife both stab him in the back if that happens? It'll be like that Ralph Wiggum gif. And this is the moment where you can see his heart breaking right here.
Yep.
God.
But actually, I have thought about it a couple times where it's like, I wonder what would happen if Candace betrayed Johnny. Like, what would they do? But yeah, no, I kind of want to see Gargano stay in NXT just because I don't want him to go up to the main roster and get lost. There's still a place for him in NXT, and I feel like you can have Tommaso recover because you can always have Tommaso come back and beat Johnny.
It's like the Shawn Hunter match. Shawn won, but Ciampa was the last man standing that night.
Yeah, so you can easily recover Ciampa. It's not a problem because you can continue the feud because Ciampa can't stand that he lost to Johnny. And now it's his personal mission to get Johnny out of NXT.
That's when the psycho killer comes out at that moment.
Yeah.
When Johnny beats him and he just won't be able to handle it.
And he just murders Johnny. So yeah, going Johnny. 8-Ball has Ciampa, that treacherous whore.
What? No 2K18?
Not yet.
He hasn't sent it yet.
Got it.
It's coming.
He's been busy. Up next we have the brand new, never been crowned North American Championship on the line in a ladder match as Adam Cole, EC3, Killian Dane, Lars Sullivan, Ricochet, and Velveteen Dream all vie for that title.
We have a nice assortment of talent in this matchup.
This is going to be good. This is going to be really good.
Holy shit.
You got everything from WWE Homegrown to Indie Darlings to the man, the myth, the legend, EC3.
And Killian Dane as our Wookiee.
Yeah. You've got Ricochet and a ladder. Bad things are going to happen.
You have Killian Dane and a ladder.
Bad things are going to happen.
Bad things are really going to happen.
Velveteen Dream's going to climb that ladder and do something stupid.
There's going to be a lot of people doing something stupid.
He's going to do his elbow off that ladder. We can all sort of feel that one happening, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cole's going to be a good little bump monkey.
But he's going to look great doing it.
See, I'm not sure if he's going to be the bump monkey because he's got double duty.
I kind of feel like it's going to be Lars and Dream that are going to take a lot of the big bumps.
I would say Ricochet and Dream. Lars is going to smash people.
Well, they're going to use this as a way to set up Lars and Dane for further down the line, which I'm fine with.
I don't know, because that whole sanity thing could be something that is moving up in the world, too. Just pointing that out.
You can pull double duty, it's fine.
You just got everyone in this matchup, and out of all the matches, this is like the hardest one to pick, because one, it's a new championship, and it's like, you got six people who you can really see holding that belt. Like,
yeah.
Anyone can hold it.
Yeah, we got a pair of indie darlings, we got the, you know, brand new to the company, EC3, we've got Velveteen, who everyone wants great things for after his match with Black.
The fans will be so undecided in this one. They got Adam Cole, Velveteen Dream, Ricochet, EC3, like...
This might be the first time you hear a chant that just says, anyone.
If there's a crowd to do it, it'd be the NXT crowd.
Give
them ideas. If it happens, we know they're listening.
Right, so Gargano is setting up for his finisher, and his wife jumps up on the apron.
No, but you don't want to break the internet's heart. They're going to
Oh my god, don't do that. Don't put that out in the universe right now, please.
The internet will be sad on that Sunday night. Let's not break their heart on a Saturday night, okay?
They have WrestleMania. They'll get better.
Are we sure? They have Roman. Remember, everyone's going to be...
Daniel Bryan's back in the ring. They'll be fine.
We got Roman Reigns, too. He's going to win that championship, right? Yeah, right?
But remember, Brock's the heel.
Right.
Meanwhile, Bray's still MIA. We're not exactly sure what happened to him.
Yeah. But anyway, I just can't wait for this match. It's going to be something we talk about for a while, because there's only been a few ladder matches in NXT history, and this could be the best of the bunch.
I'm honestly trying to think of who could be the most obnoxious with this title. It's kind of a cross between Adam Cole and Velveteen Dream.
EC3 with that belt in his first match with NXT would be insufferable.
Oh, God. He would never shut up.
Exactly. You could set up that run and just let him be the cocky son of a bitch he is and just let him go.
And they did establish that when he showed up on Wednesday. But I can't see. It feels like they're kind of setting him up a little bit as a face, but a little like a tweener almost.
It's the kind of introduction where they can let him float for a little bit and figure out where the fans want him to go.
They're going to do something like a Bobby Roode, where he kind of came out and he got the little bit of a face pop, and then he just kind of took it to that next stage where it's like, okay, I'm going to be kind of heelish, but you're going to love me still. That's where they can take EC3 with this if they want to.
Yeah, definitely.
Have him be that cocky son of a bitch and just kind of, you know, peacock around with that title. And either people are going to go, you know, damn, he's good. Or just, god damn, someone beat the shit out of him for that belt.
So who you got?
Oh, shit, I'm going first.
Yes, you're going first.
Honestly, I see one of those moments where it's going to look like something like Adam Cole and Ricochet are up there battling. They're going to pull off some horrendous move to knock them both out. Everyone else is kind of laid out, and EC3 comes out of nowhere to scramble up and get that belt.
Okay.
I could just see it that way of like, it looks like someone's going to win. It's not the ladder pushover. It's not that. It's just everyone's laid out, and he looks around and he realizes it, and he just gets up there and kind of steals the belt in the end.
I can see that. Omega?
God, it really could be anybody here.
It's a head scratcher.
Uh-huh. See, my heart wants to put it on Velveteen because I want him to do good things. I want him to be rewarded for what he's becoming. But God, it'd be so good to see EC3 with that belt. Just,
you know, you want to, Omega.
Son
come
of
on.
A bitch.
It's that full circle story coming back. Ring of Championship. They caught him. Now he's back.
Yeah, EC3.
Rock.
It could be selfish and say Lars Sullivan for the points.
Oh, don't even.
Fuck, I could have picked Adam Cole. Son of a bitch.
I mean, because that would help my team and all. Use the points. EC3 is such a great pick, though. Feels obvious, though. I don't see Dane, though.
The problem is you've got, like, Ricochet brand new.
Hasn't wrestled yet in the company.
Right, fresh out of the box. As you said, Cole's pulling double duty, so I don't know if they'll put this belt on him and then have him wrestle in the tag match.
Or if it's tag first and then
He could be battered coming into this and then that plays into the ladder match. You've got Killian Dane and Lars Sullivan who are just gonna unleash hell upon each other. And then you've got Dream who you do want to see it rewarded, but I wonder if this is the chase that they can set up for him.
Yeah.
See, go ahead. I feel like it's gonna come down to Dream and EC3 or Dream is gonna somehow be going for it and EC3 comes out of nowhere and takes it from him.
So is that your pick?
Yeah, I'm going EC3.
Let's be different. Lars Sullivan for the points and the win.
You
point whore.
God. And for the record, the 8-ball went with Adam Cole. Baby. Up next, we have the finale of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, where we have Undisputed Era, which is Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly, taking on the Authors of Pain and Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne for the NXT Championship, Tag Team Championship, by the way. This is going to be hella good. This is going to be fun.
This is going to be a car wreck in the best way possible.
It's going to be one of those matches where it could be the swan song of the Authors of Pain. It could be the really good foundation of creating a brand new, impressive tag team of Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne. And we get to see the first really sort of matchup with, Bobby Fish just went out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Him being out. So Kyle O'Reilly and Adam Cole as a team, we haven't seen that yet. So you got three sets of teams that are sort of like have each new roads to go and makes it hard to pick, but at the same time, easy.
Well, I feel like they're looking to bring Pete Dunne over.
I think he's officially over. He's an NXT superstar now. A lot of the Brits are.
Right, but to bring him over full time and have him at least on NXT TV full time, maybe not at the PC, but bring him over, have him on NXT full time, and have him be a part of the product as opposed to having him be more of a special attraction kind of thing. Because otherwise, I don't see why they would have put him with Strong if they weren't going to do that. Which, I love that team. I don't know who came up with that idea, but I love them for it. It's like, I don't know who adopted who in that scenario, but I want to know more. Because you have Snarly McSnarlson, who hates everyone, and Mr. Sunshine and Light Roderick Strong. Like, what? How did that even happen? Like, I'm so confused, but I'm so intrigued by them at the same time. You know?
Oh, I'm with you on that one.
But I feel like for this match, this is a way to get the tag team titles off of Undisputed Era until Bobby Fish can get back. Because I don't think they want Adam carrying the title with Kyle O'Reilly. No. They want to do other things with Adam.
Yeah, they want him as a singles guy.
So you take the titles off of Undisputed Era. I don't think they're going to Authors of Pain. Just because you don't need to put it back on Authors of Pain. There's no reason to.
They're going on.
They're going up. They have to be going up.
They've done enough already.
So this is their swan song. So the last option is you have the awkward team of Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne win the titles, which I'm going to pick because I'm a points whore and I have Roderick Strong. So that's my pick. What are your thoughts, Omega?
There's so many different ways they could go with this one. Yeah, you could establish a new team. You could reinforce the championships. The only ones I don't really see is Authors of Pain because they've been in the rumor mill for so long for going up to the main roster. I feel like this is their swan song.
What about you, Brent?
AOP's out of the running. This is their farewell. We'll see them on Raw Monday or Tuesday or whenever they're going to make their jump.
I'd send them Tuesday just to see Legend Brother versus AOP.
Oh, God.
That'd be fun.
There is not a workman's comp or medical group in the world that could help the people with those two teams on one brand.
You put them on Raw. You don't want the same type of act on both shows.
But I want to see them beat each other up.
Oh, you'll get it eventually, but you got to establish AOP on the main roster first.
Plus, they can have some strong hands of, like, the club and a couple of other people to kind of help them on the main roster. So that leaves Undisputed Era versus Strong and Dunne. Strong and Dunne, great new tag team. but it does feel, I don't know, we've seen this before with like a Cesaro and Sheamus and a couple of other people. I kind of hate the random pairing mentality, but
for me, more to the point is, would they be willing to crown a double champion?
That's what I was about to say. Done with the, with done holding the United Kingdom title right now and having that kind of two belt, I don't know if they want to do that. So I could see them going Undisputed Era just to kind of hold the titles for now until Fish is back ready.
But that's not going to be for a while. That's months from now. You don't need to keep the belts on Strong and Dunn long term. They could be a transitional team to the next set.
I understand that. It just, I don't know. I don't know if that's the way that they want to go with it. I could see them keeping it on Undisputed Era for now and then dropping it either, you know, on a taping as they have done recently or, you know, going to Chicago with it. But I just see not just being a point star. I can see them rather sticking with Undisputed and then doing something later than doing the title change here, because I think there's going to be a couple of other title changes coming up that I could see them hold the tag titles here in exchange for some other titles moving further on.
Well, the flip side to that is also Pete Dunne could drop the UK Championship to someone.
Sure.
Either he could drop it back to Tyler Bate, which I don't think they're going to do. They could do Trent Seven. They could do Wolfgang. They could do Mandrews. They could do a complete unknown. I mean, it's anybody's guess what they could do with him. But I mean, it feels almost time to take the title off of Pete Dunne, even though he's been a fantastic champion. But I feel like they just need to take it away from him for a little bit, if nothing else than to clean it.
Yeah.
Because he comes out with that thing hanging out of his mouth and it's gross. But, you know, he's done wonders in terms of keeping it visible. But just to freshen it up, maybe change the UK champion to somebody new.
They could do that.
The other thing that occurs to me is the fact that we have Adam Cole wrestling in two matches in one pay-per-view. Would they have him take a loss twice in one night when he's supposed to be a big deal?
Well, you could excuse two losses because one is in a ladder match, a multi-man ladder match, and the other one is a tag match. So,
well, yeah, but there's also the thought also occurs to me that if the tag match goes on first, because the tag match will go on before the ladder match.
Oh, yeah.
Just so they don't kill Cole. But if they defend those titles and they are the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classics trophy holders, that's a little bit more of a push for Adam Cole going into the ladder match.
But what does that do when he loses the ladder match? Does that hurt him more than two losses? Because it's like, again, it's multi-man, so you can have Undisputed Era lose the titles and they don't even get pinned. Like, that's the thing. Like, they're protecting them and they're protecting Cole in both matches, because it's like, if he loses the ladder match, well, he doesn't have to be pinned to lose the ladder match. You have to grab the title down. So if he fails to grab the title, that doesn't necessarily hurt him as much. And in a tag match, he doesn't have to be the one to take the pin.
Well, yeah. Well, there's ways to protect him here. I'm just saying there's a way to play this storyline wise where you could make him look more convincing going into the ladder match and still have him with something to brag about on the other end of TakeOver.
Yeah, I was going to say when it comes to this, if he goes into the tag title match, goes through that war and wins, then if you interview him, you can have him say, you know, oh yeah, this is just round one. Two is coming when I take that other belt off of there. And then if he doesn't win, it's not going to hurt him as much because he has retained something already. He is the Dusty Rhodes Classic champion with O'Reilly, and a loss in that match isn't as bad. If he loses two, it does kind of hurt him because even though they are multi-people matches, it's still two losses on the same card that can be dangled over him, essentially.
Yeah. Still going with my original pick, though. So, Omega, you're taking Undisputed Era?
I'm taking Undisputed.
Brent, you're taking Undisputed?
Points.
I'm taking that as a yes.
Yes.
Okay. Rock, you're taking Dunn and Strong?
I was going to take Undisputed Era, but since they took them, let's go Strong and Dunn.
Well, you can take Undisputed Era.
No, I'm trying to go for the most amount of losses for the show, so let's go.
Anyway, the A-Paul took AOP, which you could have taken AOP, dude.
All right, not going that far.
Come on, agree with the ball.
Be one with the ball, Rock.
Be one with your ball.
Next.
Moving on from that, we have the NXT Women's Championship on the line as Ember Moon takes on Shayna Baszler in a rematch from last TakeOver, which is still going to be fun as hell.
I'm just going to say it. I'm taking the points, Shayna Baszler.
No nothing, no explanation, just you're taking Shayna Baszler, that's it.
I refer you to go back to the NXT TakeOver Philadelphia preview show for my opinion. Shayna should go over. It's her time.
Yeah, I feel like if you didn't do it in Philly, you need to do it here because Ember's ready to go.
Yeah, she's going up. It's time. Shayna losing here would set her back some. She's hot right now. Let her roll. On this MMA kick, let her get that belt. Let her dominate the division for a while. Let Ember go up either right after WrestleMania or after Chicago, and you go from there.
I have a question about this.
Hmm.
Say Ember wins. Who would she face next?
Dakota Kai.
Or Lacey Evans? Or there's not.
Yeah, you could do Kari.
See, you could have Ember Mood, Kairi Sane, but isn't the money feud going into the next takeover really Shayna and Kari?
Yeah, they kind of teased it.
It's really not even Kairi, a money, it's not really even a money feud at this point. They blew it off about a month ago when Shayna beat her. She beat her in like 3 minutes. So, you know, it could be a thing. Wait, did she beat her? No, that ain't a disqualification. Never mind.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought she beat her. Never mind. But still, it's a money feud, but she is dominant. Let her run.
Yeah, she kind of needs to, like, hold over that division until you get someone that can take the title away from her. That's either Kairi Sane, or that's somebody that they have yet to sign, or you have Candice LeRae do it.
That's another one. A name we don't think about, but she's going to be in that division now.
But we don't know for how long.
We don't, as we mentioned earlier.
Like, she could be going up with Johnny, or they could keep her down there for a little while and have her feud with either Ember or Shayna, depending on who wins. But Shayna's such a strong heel, and I think they're very baby face heavy right now that you kind of need to have a heel, I think, run that division for a while. Because they're losing the iconic duo.
Yep.
Actually, yeah, it's more than, it's like double D duo now, but.
It's been a while since a heel really run this division.
Yeah, so I'm going Shayna. Omega?
Yeah, I think it's about time for Ember. I want to see her come up. So yeah, that's two for Shayna.
Three for Shayna.
Brent, you going to make it an even sweep?
I have a feeling that Shayna is going to try and rip Ember's arm off again and just leave her laying in the ring, unconscious, holding the belt over her.
So that's a yes?
So like yes. One of her normal matches.
Exactly. Because, and then you're going to have Dakota and anyone else try to take that belt off of her and just not do well for a while. So yes, Shayna.
Okay, we're all taking Shayna. 8-Ball takes Ember Moon.
Which means Ember Moon's going to win this match.
You think?
Because, well, yeah, we all went the one way. That's all. Anyway, next.
Up next, and in your final match of the evening, we have the NXT Championship on the line with Andrade Cien Almas versus Aleister Black. I'd like to point out, Aleister Black basically threatened to kill Almas on Twitter, either today or in the last few days, by saying that the boatman on the River Styx is waiting for him. Well done, Aleister.
So well how done. So how voodoo will Aleister Black's entrance be?
It's gonna break my ovaries. I'm just gonna say it now. This is gonna be entrance of the night, right here. It's gonna be epic.
It's gonna be tremendous. And they have all the New Orleans stuff they could play off of. It's gonna be great. This has a chance to be the, I guess, match of the weekend? Underrated match of the weekend, maybe? Just based off of CN's performance last month with Gargano?
Oh, they're gonna pull out something.
Well, it has to go against, you know, it has to go after Gargano and Ciampa.
Yeah.
Who are going to tear the arena down.
That's why I said underrated match of the match of the weekend. Gargano Ciampa could be the match of the weekend.
See, the interesting thing with this is that Aleister is chasing the title, and he just really started showing an interest in chasing the title. So I feel like to give it to him right off is a little bit too soon. And as we all know, if there's going to be shenanigans in any match, it's going to be this one because of Zelina Vega. She's the wild card in all of this.
On the flip side, you take that belt off of Andrade Cien Almas, you grab Zelina Vega, you head over to Monday Night Raw.
No, it's not ready to go.
It's going. Andrade has been on the list to go for a year now. He's on his way.
They want the Latin star.
Whether it's Raw, whether it's SmackDown Live.
Please come up so we don't have to hire Del Rio.
Okay, I'm just going to say this. They rehire Del Rio after all the Paige stuff and put them on the same show together. I'm questioning their HR department on every level. Y'all should know better. Anyway, I'm sorry, continue.
You talk about shenanigans in this one. So, you will have Selena involved, but I do think a little blonde pixie is going to be running out to make an appearance in this as well. We saw that, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
at the contract signing, whenever the contract signing was a couple of weeks ago, she came out to try and lay waste to Selena, and I think that's just a precursor of what we're going to see at this.
Which means then that they can't go, because if Zelina's got to stay down for Candace, either Candace has to go up too, or Zelina stays down in NXT with Andrade.
They can stay, but the belt doesn't have to stay on Almas.
Okay, so after Black is done with Almas, who does he face?
You see the five other men who do not win the North American Championship?
I was going to say, Cole, Dane...
Or, as I suggested before, Ciampa. That's what I was alluding to earlier. You can do Ciampa, Black.
Black versus Ricochet.
Black versus Dane. They teased it.
Is a certain Scotsman ready to come back?
He's close.
Because you could have the cousins, or what looked like they could be cousins, fighting for that belt, because Drew might want the shiny back, and you have Claymore versus Black Mass.
Ooh.
You have a lot
Lindsay,
of.
Are you okay?
Yeah, fine.
You have a lot of possibilities.
First ever decapitation match
in the scenario with Black as champion. But we've been saying this for months now. We all thought Sienna was dropping his belt for months. Yet here we are. He's champion still.
It doesn't feel like the right time to put the title on Black since he just went for it. And they'll probably do it where it's like he does win it. But to me, it's like I want to see him chase it a little bit more. I want to see him get more frustrated with not being able to get to it to beat CN, because CN is always one step ahead of Aleister Black. So Black has to figure out a way to get to that title, and you can either do it something where CN drops it on TV, or you build to Chicago 2, and that's where Aleister gets it. And then CN goes up, because for me, it's like, if CN goes up, who does he work with? Who does he face first?
Dolph Ziggler. Or Ty Dillinger.
Dolph is kind of the gatekeeper for SmackDown. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Now, here's my other question about this. Has Aleister lost a singles match yet in NXT?
Yes.
Who?
Wasn't it Adam Cole?
He got pinned, but he's never lost a singles match. He was pinned in by Johnny Gargano.
In the multi-man match.
He was also pinned in a tag match, thanks to Adam Cole.
Okay, so technically, he has a, quote, undefeated streak still somewhat.
He has an unpinned streak.
Unpinned. Is Almas really the one to break this?
Why not?
Was Almas the one to basically put Gargano out of NXT? Because he was.
Technically, it was Tommaso.
Technically, Almas beat him twice.
I know, but we all know what turned the tide.
Also, Almas beat McIntyre clean. Remember this.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're trying really, really hard to establish Andrade, and I don't think they're there yet with him. I know they really want a Latin star, and Andrade is very, very close, but I think the fact that he did nothing for about a year on the main roster, or on the NXT roster, is still fresh in everybody's minds. It's like, yeah, he's doing stuff now, and he's doing stuff with Zelina Vega, but you also need to potentially establish him without her too. And you need to make sure he's ultra strong going up to the main roster. And I just don't see it there yet. And I feel like if they send him up right now, it's going to flounder. Whereas if you continue to establish him, you continue to build him, and you wait till SummerSlam and you send him up, that's fine. Because you could do a really fantastic feud between Andrade and Aleister Black. Because what we're also not considering is Aleister goes up. There's not a lot of work they can do on Aleister. He's legit. We all know he's legit. He's ready to go in a lot of ways, so they could send him up.
I just think they've got too much left in NXT they can still do with him, and I don't know. I think right now the potential's higher if you keep him in NXT. Like, we've seen it before, where they like to hold on to people they can count on that are known, you know, like NXT talents, in order to carry the division for a while, even beyond when they were ready. You know, frankly, Bayley should have gone up way sooner, but they needed somebody to hold down the roster.
Agreed. Brent, thoughts?
I would say when it comes to Almas, I see them wanting to pull the trigger on Almas and move him up, only because I think there's a little more you can do with Black with the talent that's down there than Almas. Not saying that Almas couldn't do with a little bit more seasoning, but I just see Black working with some of the people coming up a little better, and plus I think an NXT title run for him will also be helpful. I think if Almas drops the belt with some Candace shenanigans, it sets up something to take him to Chicago, and then that's when you pull the trigger on Almas and Vega both going up, because you can cut off the feud from there. And it sets Black up with, who knows, maybe Dream wants a rematch after their first takeover battle, or like you said, Ricochet, Cole could want a shot. I see there to be a little more with Black, and I think Black having the belt adds a little mystique and could do, you know, another little dimension for that character. Because like you said, he hasn't really chased the belt much. He hasn't shown a lot of interest in it, but I wonder what him as champion would be. And that's kind of intriguing to see.
It's intriguing, but I can almost wait to see it. Another one that we didn't bring up, Black versus Dunn.
That would be slightly hard-hitting.
How many belts are you going to put on this kid? He's only 21, 22. How many belts are you going to put on him? Tags, UK, main belt.
He's trying to beat Austin Aries.
How many belts can he fit in his mouth? Let's find out.
He's PD3 belts, so, you know,
PD3 belt. Okay.
When he was holding three titles, that's what he was calling himself, was PD3 belts.
I know.
We're gonna have to have Sonny Siaki come out and carry the belts down to the ring for him.
I'm not saying put the title on him, but just, you know, in terms of a really hard-hitting, good match, Aleister Black versus Pete Dunne. That would be fun as hell.
It would be.
And just for the laugh factor, well, I shouldn't say laugh factor because that's not right, but just for, you know, the pure, sweet, innocent Tyler Bate versus Aleister Black.
And to correct him, I guess, Sonny Ono.
Thank you. You know how long it's been since I've seen Ultimo Dragon? I couldn't remember who it was.
At least you didn't say the one who has Sunny Days.
God.
I mean, out to be fair, out of three, she's also held multiple belts at one time. So Sunny Siaki was the worst of the Sunnies. In terms of belt holding.
We're rating the Sunnies now.
And I know Sunny's taken off a lot of belts, but I didn't know she carried them.
Well, I thought she carried them for LOD the one time she managed them.
She did. She carried them for the Smoking Guns. So, two teams. Anyway, time to send us around the horn.
All right, Rock, who you got?
Aleister Black, because Andrade Cien Almas is going up to the main roster to feud with Daniel Bryan.
Omega?
Black.
Brent?
This is one of those things that's going to hurt me this weekend, but Black's taking the belt.
I'm going Cien. Just for the record, the 8-Ball went with Aleister Black.
We're doomed.
Well, 8-Balls are Black, so they're sticking to the team.
That's racist.
That was wrong. So wrong. Anyway, I think that does it for NXT TakeOver New Orleans edition. So,
the preview.
We'll be back
live following NXT TakeOver New Orleans right after it ends, right here at WildTalkRadio.com and the all-new RackRadioShow.com. You can follow us on the social medias, Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You know, subscribe for the podcast on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. You know the deal, Google Podcast as well. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, Wild Talk Radio Network. Omega plugs stuff.
So, if you want to see more from me, you can go find me over on Facebook at TJ Reviews, or you can find me over on Twitter at TJ Omega, or you can find all the video stuff I do at TJ Omega on YouTube, and then there's TJOmega.net for the stuff YouTube doesn't let me post there.
How many days has it been, Brent, since you've taken a day off?
Oh, Lord. The last time I checked, it was 1,608, but that was a little while ago, so I need to figure that out. Other than that, if anyone wants to follow me on social media, I don't know why, but if in case you want to, you can follow me at Kane Kittens on Twitter. I don't really have much of an other presence. Otherwise, you can try and find me in the chats of any of the Wild Talk shows that are on. And I guess you can watch me get my ass handed to me on whatever the Sims that we do are.
Yes, you can. Also, make sure you sign up for his Friendster page. He's looking for friends on Friendster.
Rock, yes. I hate you.
Anyway, I think that does it for the Rack Extra NXT edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. So, for Omega, for Brent, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra, and we will be back with our reviews of Timeless, of the Royals, and of NXT New Orleans. You don't want to miss it. Till then, bye!